Make yourself at home. Eat freely. But herein is the subtlety, is that the serpent's thinly veiled suggestion is, if God places one thing out of bounds, if God says no to any point to your liberty, if God gives laws, if God presumes to exercise his sovereignty over you, if God says thou shalt or thou shalt not, then he might as well take away all of your liberty, because he's reduced you to the status of a slave or a puppet or a tool in his hands. But I want us to understand here that the point of attack of the serpent against our primordial parents was at the Word of God. When the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness and Satan approached him after 40 days and 40 nights, he said to Jesus, first of all, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now, why didn't he just come to Jesus and say, Jesus, turn these stones into bread? Then the whole terms of the temptation would have been radically altered. Why is that? Notice that the temptation, the seductive request to turn the stones into bread, all of that was prefaced by a conditional statement, an if-then premise. If you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. Now think back in your memory of what happened at the baptism of Jesus. That after Jesus entered into the River Jordan to be baptized by John and had the water poured upon him, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. And only one of three occurrences of the New Testament to tell us of God speaking audibly is then recorded. Where Jesus, at his baptism, hears the voice of God announcing audibly, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And it's immediately after he hears these words that the Spirit drives Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by God.